everyone, to this live radio variety show coming from the cosmic radio receptors of KCIW LP 100.7 FM, located in today cloudy coastal Brookings in Oregon.
It's not raining.
Not raining, not yet. My name is Dr. Gigi, and you are tuned into this week's edition of Doc and
Jacques. Jacques, it is.
My co-host is, as always, Jacques Wolf Kempner. How are you, Jacques?
Wie geht es dir, Doctor? I'm doing fine. It is the date, April 3rd, two days after April Fool's Day. I woke up the other morning, and she was screaming that the kitchen was on fire, and I ran down the stairs to find her cooking breakfast for me.
So, what was that?
I've told her, but I wasn't going to tell anybody. Hey, thanks today, everybody, for tuning into this radio show. It's a variety show of sorts. Like every other Wednesday afternoon between 4 and 5, you can expect an informative, fun hour of live on-the-air acrobatics.
Today's show will be a little bit different than our usual setup. We won't have an MD-10 today.
Oh, shucks. Okay, we won't learn about the medical facts according to Dr. Gigi.
Instead, we will hear again from our first show's guests, but more in a minute.
How many people would remember that? That was about 4 months ago, 4.5 months ago. It's our first show here, and we were graced by this gentleman that is returning today. We'll find out more about that in a minute. And after our first guest expounds on a great opportunity to explore some of our treasures of this coastline that we live in, I will introduce this week's collective two guests for a creatively composed, colorfully cosmopolitan, consequentially cordial, charming conversation with coastal community celebrities.
We will save the last segment of our weekly show for some good humor, clean jokes, but no quotes today.
No quotes, okay.
And we can give a little shout out to our repeat listenership.
Like Victoria,
Janice, Dave, Jaden, Jared, Lucas.
Yeah, Dave, Sherry, Darwin, Scarlett, Mike. Yay. So many people are listening to the show now. We appreciate you.
Yeah, and we're starting right now on the Doc and Jacques Show.
Okay, that's my cue to kick off this week's first guest introduction. And let me pull up a little bit of a Lighthouse prologue because, I gave it away. For nearly a century and a half now, the St. George Reef Lighthouse has, let me just use words start with S. It has stood in saintly, silent solitude as a stalwart, strident, substantial, shining, structural safety net and searching seafarer's sentinel and savior, silhouetted in its sheer, stupendous seascape size of supreme strength. Whew, wow. I would dare anybody to come up with that many S's. It has sidestepped and survived the swelling sweep of spectacular, soaking, stout sea waves, 16 stories high with solemn, sentimental sturdiness and celestial splendor. Now, celestial sounds like it's an S.
Yeah.
Ray doesn't know that. John Zimmerman is making a short live cameo appearance for a second time on today's Doc and Jacques radio show. He is an affable, outgoing man that carries a large torch with an ongoing mission, and that is to preserve the historic and iconic St. George Reef Lighthouse, which all of us can see on a clear day off of our lovely coastal shoreline.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yep, I saw it clearly driving up from Crescent City. His mission is an important one, as it represents man and womankind's attempt to tame nature from the ravages of time and a relentless pounding sea. As promised, the last time John was on our show, we are getting a, quote, checkup, as the doctor would say, to hear a bit more about the history of our very own coastal lighthouse and to learn about the rare opportunity to journey out to this iconic beacon on scheduled helicopter trips in the very near future. Now, grab a pen and paper and get ready for lots and lots of information. And without any verbiage from me, Dr. Gigi and I would like to welcome back John Zimmerman for about 15 minutes here, 15, 20 minutes. He is the president of the St. George Reef Lighthouse Preservation Society. Welcome, John.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. All right. You want to?
All right. Let's do the normal questions. When was our St. George Reef Lighthouse first conceived and why?
Well, it was first conceived following the sinking of the steamer Brother Jonathan in 1865.
Mm-hmm.
They began the process of sounding out the site in 1882. It took 10 years, roughly, over the course of 10 years to complete the lighthouse. It was first lit in 1892. The foghorn started in 1891. They did not have the
Fresnel lamps. There's like our next questions, but go ahead.
That's okay. Now go.
They had the foghorn in operation roughly a year before they had the Fresnel lamps. They had to come from France. They had to come around the horn, and it wasn't installed until the following year.
Fresnel, and that lighthouse lamp is on display at the Del Norte County Museum. Historical Museum.
Yes, I encourage everybody to go see that.
Go patronize a museum. All of you, I implore, go out and see our museums and visit our historic places and see wonderful, wonderful things in our coastal area.
Now, talk about how expensive it was compared to other lighthouses.
Well, roughly, most shore stations, depending on, of course, their what size lens they put in them, there's seven orders of lenses, the first order being the largest, the sixth order the smallest, and then they had a third order and a three-and-a-half order lens, I believe, so that's why you have seven orders. But most of the shoreside lighthouses, depending on the ease of being able to land supplies and so forth, say maybe $50,000. St. George was $750,000.
It was the most
expensive
lighthouse
in the United States
ever constructed
in
the United States. And how long did it actually take to build?
You know, that'd be a really great exercise to actually figure how much time they actually spent out there. But over the 10-year period, maybe 4 years, it took the first 9 years that they were working on the construction with the delays and the lack of funding and other problems to build the case on the lighthouse rests on roughly 70 feet tall. It only took a year to actually build the remaining part, the lighthouse.
Wow. And that building is absolutely phenomenal. It's comprised of tons and tons of big rocks, granite, mined someplace else, and brought out to that rollicking rough ocean perch without GPS.
Pretty near 1,500 stones were built. The light ones are 2.5 tons. The heavy ones are 17 tons.
Okay, so there you go,
so
pyramids of Gaza, we got you.
One stone building block at a time.
And they're bringing it by rollicking ships.
Right.
In the surf. Okay, it was considered a real difficult project. It was a very expensive project to build. When was this great lighthouse officially decommissioned and, quote, abandoned?
1975, it was the costliest lighthouse on the West Coast and actually the last manned lighthouse on the West Coast when they decommissioned in 1975. At that time, they were only employing four keepers, three on and one off at that time. It used to be a five-keeper light where they had five on and four off. Four on and one off. And then later on, it was four keeper light with one off and three on.
Okay.
But it was a matter of economics to have to transport supplies out there and keep people living out there. They put a buoy out there instead, which was replaced by. And by that time, the shipping lanes were a good deal farther offshore, so the St. George Reef was no longer a menace to shipping like it once was.
So today they've gone way offshore, whereas in the old days they would follow the site of land, right?
They had to. Yeah, there was no other way to know where you were.
Wow.
I mean, yes, celestial navigation and so forth, but, ships didn't have, they stopped at a number of ports in the old days. I mean, almost any town of any size had a port of some kind where they would need to get into Crescent City, Brookings, Mendocino, Fort Bragg.
Sure.
You go up and down the coast. So, you know, they needed aids of navigation to guide them in the port and mark obstructions and so forth.
Somebody had to take all those redwoods out.
So, John, you are the president of the Preservation Society. When was it formed and what does it do?
Well, it was formed in 1986 by Guy Towers and his wife, Alice. They are the ones that deserve the credit. They saved the lighthouse, and a number of other members that are still with us, Terry McNamara and Jim and Marilyn McLaughlin, were key to being involved with the organization from its beginning. It took roughly from 1986 to 1996 for them to first actually set foot on the lighthouse. It took 10 years. In those days, no computers. So you had to do everything by fax machine.
Okay.
Wow. You know. Oh, by Morse?
Yeah. You call up an agency and ask about permission, and they'd say, well, we don't know who you are or what to do about this. So, I mean, it took him a decade before he got, all the ducks in line.
It's what, 6.5 miles off the Crescent City shore from Battery Point, and it's maybe 8 to 10 miles from here in Brookings?
I'd say probably more closer to 12 from here would be my guess. But from Point St. George, which is the bitter end, is 6.5 miles out to the lighthouse. It's on the bitter end of the reef.
Tell us what's going on next month.
Well, we have we're having a tour out there for 3 days.
Yeah,
it's over the Memorial Day weekend. It's on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I believe that's the 25th, 26th, and 27th of May, and we are.
Then in June, right? Early the first two.
The first weekend in June. Yes,
first and second. Okay,
right.
And what do you do on those tours?
Well, people come out to the airport.
Crescent City Airport.
You go past the main terminal to the very back of the property where the old terminal used to be.
Okay.
And you board a helicopter, and there's about, a 15-minute flight out there. They drop you off, and we take you from the very bottom of the lighthouse to the very top. And give you a guided tour by docents that know the history of the Sentinel. And with this tour, you will also be getting, a few goodies that we send with you, some pictures and so forth, and of the lighthouse, and also a year's a year's membership that goes with
our engineer's
well.
Going. Okay, he's tapping his hand. It's okay. So it's a year's membership for $25.
Mm-hmm.
And they could become a member of the Preservation Society.
Right. You buy a ticket, you get the membership for free the first year.
And what's the ticket cost for a helicopter flight
out
there?
It's $350 if you pay in full, and then if you divide it in half, it's $390.
Okay. And it's everybody that I've ever talked to that's been out there says it's worth $10,000.
Yeah. It's $380.
Okay.
I misspoke.
All right, $380. Yeah. All right, but it is a phenomenal, once-in-a-lifetime bucket list kind of a thing. We all look at it from our shore here in Brookings.
Yeah.
We all see this iconic, beautiful lighthouse that is our lighthouse.
We have a group from Maryland that's coming out this Labor Day, 15 people that are coming out to see the lighthouse.
Wow. So on May 25th, 26th, 27th, and then again the following weekend on June 1st and 2nd, weather permitting, right?
Yes.
You have to, there can't be heavy fog or anything like this.
Yes.
You're having a new helicopter company coming in from Redding.
Yes.
So it's an expensive endeavor. You have to pay for those people to come in, and they're vetted out. They're a good helicopter company. And those 5 days total, you're able to go out, fly out, see this iconic building, walk through it, learn all about it, and then fly back.
So how do people contact you to get that information, to book the flight, to learn more?
They can call area code 707-273-1905.
And that's whose number?
That is the Lighthouse Society's number, and it goes straight to me. I've got some other volunteers that we might be transferring the number to. So if you don't get me, you'll get someone else that'll be happy to help you.
So if you haven't grabbed your pen and papers yet, please do, because we have this more information, a little bit more information to get from John Zimmerman, who is the president of the Lighthouse Preservation Society. And his number, the calls, you can talk to him directly at 707-273-1905. 1905. John, is everybody volunteer on this Preservation Society? Are you all, you're looking for volunteers at any time?
Always looking for volunteers. We want to get as many people involved as possible. I always tell people that even if they donate one day a year, you get 40 people doing that. That's 40 days you wouldn't have for help.
That's right.
So we all know everybody's busy, but it's important to get the word out and get people involved. Good news travels fast.
And a lot more work still needs to be done, right?
Absolutely.
So there's more work to restore it, to rebuild it. In many ways, it's weathered by the sea. It has come over. What happened in the storm of 1952, John? Tell us about that.
Well, to make it short and sweet, basically the keepers were marooned out there. They ran out of food. Waves were going over the top of the lighthouse.
Okay, how high is the top of the lighthouse? 170?
About 160. The focal plane where the lens, midway through the lantern room, is 146. So you figure it's another 12, 14 feet above that.
And what happened? So waves?
They had waves that went over the top. Oh. They had lantern panes knocked out. They had water running down the stairs, and they were out of food.
Okay. So there we go, folks. We have a fairly violent storm here. We have high waves of 160 feet that we know of.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. The whole house shook, per se. All right. The tours are happening again when? May 25th?
26th, 27th, the whole Memorial Day weekend.
June 1st and 2nd, the following week.
We've never had anyone ever, since I've been involved, ever say they wish they hadn't bought a ticket and gone out there.
Yeah.
There's never been a complaint.
Everybody I've talked to says it's the bucket list.
Yeah,
Michelle.
Absolutely.
Michelle Buford, one of our...
We want people to enjoy themselves.
Sandy.
Sandy, yeah. And that's right. You know who else is listening is Kurt and Marie Curtis. They're listening in now, too.
Brett.
I can't tell you enough. What's your Facebook presence? What does that say?
It is St. George Reef Lighthouse Preservation Society. Or the webpage is Saint, as in S-A-I-N-T. It's St. George
out.
Reef Light.
Okay.
S-A-I-N-T. GEORGELIGHT.
Okay.
St. George Reef Light.
Oh,
I didn't say reef, did I? REAE.
Oh, okay. St. George Light Reef. Reef Light.
George Reef Light. In one word.
Okay.
Dot org.
Okay, we got it.
Right.
All right. All right. It is a 501c3. It is, they could always use donations, they could always use help.
Right.
Commend you all for doing what you're doing. Thank you so much. We will be having you on the show again, possibly before that June 1st and 2nd time. We'll get you on for a cameo appearance. In the meantime, John, keep up your excellent work. Thank
yes,
you for
thank
doing
you
what
you
you're doing.
Coming in.
I appreciate
and
it.
And Doc and Jock are coming out Labor Day, and they're actually not all going to come out, but we're going to even fly them back. They won't have to swim.
Oh. Yay! He said earlier, you want to stay the night, you can.
That's right.
Oh, we might. Okay. Well, I'll cook a gourmet breakfast for everybody about that.
You'll love it.
I'm using all of Steve's Berlants. The bakery goods. Hey, John, thank you so much
thank
again.
You
thank
so
you.
Much.
We appreciate your time. Again, you could reach out to John at 707-273-1905 or go to St. George Reef House. Wait a minute.
StGeorgeReefLight.org.
Okay, there we go. You got it from the horse's mouth there. Appreciate it, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
All right. Now, because we had that different swerve in this week's show, we are, I love the sound of live radio where you hear doors close, you hear this paper shuffling, you hear me drinking.
All right.
Okay.
Come on.
This week, we have we had to bring in John because of this upcoming trip that's happening next month and broadcast that. But we have some real special guests on today.
Yes.
Guests that have been on our radar for, I think, at least 6 months, well before we started working here. People would say to us, oh, well, you need to talk to this couple, and they are doing something really cool. And then time would go by, and pretty soon something else would come up. Yeah, you're fine. And come up, and then we'd say, yeah, we got to talk to them. And finally got to meet 3-4 months ago. We met some casual place. I forgot where. Maybe
one Mixer.
At a Mixer.
Chamber Mixer. At the
Chamber Mixer. Thanks, Michelle and Marie Curtis, for making those mixers available. And we met at the Mixer, and so we gelled it and confirmed it at that point. So welcome today's Doc and Jacques show here, Radio Variety Show here on KCIW. And I want to welcome Steve and Michelle Berlant.
Berlant.
Okay, welcome. And you are, we're going to find out what you do.
Yeah.
Why don't you start off questioning?
Well, what do you do? We have to say who we're interviewing, right?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Okay. So I'm Michelle.
And I'm Steve.
There you go.
And we own Old Agnes Store.
Yes.
And it's located in Gold Beach.
Mm-hmm.
and it originated in Agnes, Oregon. In 2013 is when we started our business, and a few months prior to that, we got married.
Nice.
A big year for us.
That was an adventure.
Now, how did you two meet?
Well, I have family in Agnes.
Okay.
I was born in Manhattan. And
that's right. You're the New Yorker.
Yeah. And so I was visiting family like I've been doing all my life, and went to visit my aunt, and she lives way up on the hill in Agnes. And so my big thing is to walk down said hill so I can try to walk back up. That was the big exercise.
She was the postmistress, actually,
yeah, my aunt
in Agnes.
Oh.
So I went down to visit with her, and in front of the old store was Steve and a bunch of his friends.
After getting lost in the woods, actually, for a two-hour adventure that should have taken 15 minutes.
So they were hanging out there. I started talking to my cousin. Then Steve leaned over and said, "What's your name?" And it kind of started from there. He actually said, "Let's go for a float down the river," which I had no idea what that was, but it sounded fun.
A drift boat, no motor.
So you did? You actually did it?
No motor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or you're still not waiting to collect on that. He actually did it.
I did, and actually, I showed up to where she was staying about an hour and a half early. I was excited. It was.
I remember it so clearly. He was supposed to be there at 12. He comes at 10 o'clock in the morning. He has everything with him for a really amazing picnic. I say, I can bring some water. No, I got it. I have it all. So we start going down the hill. We went down to Foster Bar and put out there, which at that time, I didn't even know what put out what meant. And had a beautiful trip down the river and a picnic lunch, and was visited by a golden dragonfly that sat there with us for about 5 minutes. And I thought, there's something special here.
Yeah. Did he tell you he was a drifter from the beginning?
I had to keep that back. Didn't know how I was going to go.
Now, all right. Steve, but you're from Portland, right?
Actually, born in Portland, raised in Hillsboro.
All right, yeah,
Hillsboro. And in those days, it was population 7,000.
Yeah,
now it's
big time. Yeah,
yeah, it is.
So, what did you do in Agnes?
My folks moved there and restored a cabin in 2000, and I started one of my other adventures, a tap cleaning business in Leavenworth, Washington. And
tap cleaning, as in tap of beer?
Beer
tap cleaning business. Okay. So you were around, you were drifting, going from bar to bar.
I was. I also was a brewer, so I brewed at Leavenworth Brewery.
Oh,
yeah. And I didn't like the 40 foot of snow in town each year, 115 degrees in the summer, and the mush in between. So I came to visit my folks, visited them in 2000. And went back to Leavenworth, got my stuff, and moved to Agnes, population 70.
That was in 2000, and you didn't meet till 2013?
Eight.
2008.
2008. Now,
that's correct.
Okay, so Michelle, you're a Manhattan girl. We were reading up on you, found out. So it just was you went back to Manhattan shortly after that?
Oh, yeah.
You guys met?
Yeah, we had a five-year long-distance relationship.
Wow.
So I had a big teaching business out in Greenwich, Connecticut.
And you teach piano?
Yes. And played concerts, and a lot of the concerts started morphing into me writing music for those concerts. And so it was, very nice. And Greenwich is a lovely place. And just as I say, visiting back there, and I had no idea that I would, because all those people out in the East Coast, and I meet my one in population 70.
It was an adventure. I went and visited a few times, but once you settle down in Agnes and that kind of
the 70 people,
going to New York City, Times Square, it was a big shock.
Yeah,
so Michelle came out and visited me more than I went out to the East Coast.
Although if you were born in Hillsboro, that's right. It was small.
I
grew up in San Francisco, but I lived in Beaverton for about 4 years.
Now, what
back
do
in the
you,
90s.
What do you tell people you do?
Yeah, both of you. Michelle, you first. What do you tell people when you say, do you do?
We say we have three businesses.
Yeah.
We have Old Agnes Store, the brick and mortar in Gold Beach.
Yeah.
We have the online store as well.
Which is also the Old Agnes Store.
Old Agnes Store online store, mm-hmm. Yep. And then my teaching business, my music business.
So you still teach?
I do. I teach out of the store. So every Tuesday we're closed. So I have my students who are local come there, and then I also have a number of students on the East Coast and Colorado, and I teach online.
You still got lots of family in New York City?
No, actually. My dad passed away in 2019. Mm-hmm. I have some cousins in Stamford, Connecticut, Vermont, some cousins in Chicago, but not
our engineer, Ray Gary, in there, who has this real short crew cut hair. He's from Long Island.
Ah,
he grew up Long Island.
Yeah. Long Island.
Long Island.
Now, is your name, the name of your store is the Old Agnes Store. So you started it in Agnes? Or
The store, actually the building was built in 1951.
Yeah.
And quite a few ownerships passed through the days. And when we got there, after we got married, and then the name was Agnes Store.
In Agnes Store.
Yep, just an Agnes Store. Uh-huh. It first started out being called Cougar Lane Store.
Oh. Because Agnes was a
cougar.
Agnes was a cougar.
Yeah. Actually,
he's a joke.
That was spontaneous.
The road that building is on is called Cougar Lane.
Yeah.
But Agnes was, the name Agnes became prevalent when they went to go name it. The first postmaster named it after his daughter.
Yeah, okay.
And they actually had to add an extra S to Agnes because the postal service required so many digits.
Oh.
So there's two S's on the end.
One of the questions we had slated for you, where's it located and why is it called Agnes when it's in Gold Beach? You're on Stewart Street, right?
If I'm right.
We are.
What's the address? Give it, okay, everybody. Grab your pens and papers.
29672 Stewart Street in Gold Beach.
That's a couple blocks up from the hospital as you're heading north.
It is. Yep.
You see the hospital on the right, a couple more blocks up.
Yep. It's right between 2nd and 3rd Street. You'll see it right as you're going to the library. It's a big red barn, and our big bear is on the very top of said big barn.
Why the bear? We wanted to ask you about the bear. Why is there a bear on your business card?
It was there.
Yeah, when we first took on the business, that bear seemed to be around for a good long while. And I think the Cougar Lane store that actually went across the river, they took their mascot, the cougar. So someone brought in a bear, and we just took that bear and we changed it and turned it around.
The bear,
a black bear.
Taxidermied bear?
No.
Nope.
It was just the icon.
Oh, the icon.
Of a bear that seemed to represent Agnes, yeah.
I thought you were talking a bear, a cougar. A bear, cougar.
There are a lot of black bears up in the area.
Yeah.
Lots of black. Let's get this out of the way because we got 29672 Stewart Street
in Gold Beach.
But what are your business hours? What days you open?
Right now, we're still on winter hours, 10:30 to 4 o'clock, Wednesday through Sunday. And then we'll be opening up on Mondays for the summer and do a 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock for our hours for the summer.
No, so that's your brick and mortar, actual Red Barn store.
Yes.
And you have an online store.
Yes, we do,
online.
Which is open 24/7.
As you heard the ding ding earlier, it came through online.
Again, the brick and mortar building opened up on Stewart Street what year?
We're going on almost 2 years. Actually, it'll be April 15th, tax day.
Oh, yeah.
So 2 years. Beat the COVID curve? Was it just right as it ended?
Well, yeah. So we left the store in Agnes in 2017 and a bit unexpectedly. And so didn't know quite what to do. And then that's when we started our online store.
Yeah.
So we were cooking that and it was doing really well. Then we realized we needed a brick and mortar, couldn't find anything in Agnes. And it took us about 3 years to find something in Gold Beach. And finally, someone called and said, I hear you're looking for a place.
Yeah.
And so that's how we started that.
Cool.
December 2021, we signed the lease.
Nice.
Wow. Good for you. And that was, you beat the COVID curve. Listen, and we're going to pause right here while you get this break to tell you that you are listening to the Doc and Jacques Show. We're located here at KCIWLP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon, and we're at that halfway point of this edition of Doc and Jacques. Regardless if you sing, you have a voice, and that's what this community radio station does for you. We are made up of good local folks just like you who care about our lovely coastal community village passionately. If you have a penchant for community service, volunteering, and joining the KCIW family, by all means, please get involved. Serve, contribute, donate your time and money to an exemplary, local, nonprofit radio station like KCIW. Find out more by going to kciw.org. As simple as that. And there we are, right on time. At U.S., I wanted to ask him this question, but you asked that question, Eugene.
Okay, so what is your, you're not just a normal store. Your store is
nothing about
different than anything else. So what is you, what are your, or what is your store most famous for?
Well, when we first started out, it's pepper products. We have 450 hot sauces, different pepper products, and then we are a dedicated gluten-free kitchen.
Well, wait a minute. So you have hot cougars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you have peppers. That was what you really started off with?
No, that was the last edition, right?
Yeah.
When we had the store in Agnes, Steve had a gorgeous garden. It was just so beautiful. It looked like something from France.
Talk to Gigi. She's a gardener.
Yeah, he
green thumb.
Two green thumbs he does. Yeah, and so he just got involved with Facebook on vegetable clubs, and then it turned out to be pepper clubs. And
we're talking about actually growing the pepper, the whole thing.
And then Ashley had a seasoning called Stevie B. Hot.
Stevie B. Hot.
Nice.
Put it in the breads I was making, especially the jalapeno breads. That mix went into there. And then when we left the store in Agnes, we decided we were going to make our brownies. And since I was in the pepper world, I approached Michelle and said, well, why don't we throw some pepper products into these brownies? And so our first test market was with the pepper world.
Yeah.
And the pepper industry.
You're putting them in
chili heads.
And bakery. Whoa.
So it's the sweet hot combo.
Are you a guy that loves hot pepper you can eat?
I ate the hottest peppers in the world.
The ghost, was it the ghost pepper?
Oh, the ghost pepper's minimal heat now. It goes way up now.
We made a mistake the other day by eating some sauce that was on a chip. I'm still burning.
Hot.
Still burning. And it was just, it was a commercial. I don't know how your stomach does it.
So you get those hot brownies on online and in the store, right?
Yes.
We have the original brownies, which has no heat in them, which is really a big seller with the locals and online as well. And then we have a spicy version 1, spicy version 3, a chili head reserve free, and all three, and also a challenge product line.
A challenge?
Yes, worldwide challenge.
Extreme heat.
So
really?
Gluten intolerant than you have. You are.
Yeah.
So everything is gluten free.
I'd say 99% of everything we carry, there's a couple of hot sauces that we can't sample that have beer in them, so we don't sample those.
Well, if I got to say, you look like you're about 25 years old, so gluten-free diet has done you very well. Seriously, it's a very beautiful lady. Go ahead.
What's the best part of being an owner of your own three businesses?
I have a tough time working for other people.
Yeah.
Michelle's had hers teaching business as a sole proprietor for many years.
Yeah.
Teaching concert.
Yeah. And vocal lessons. So she's very talented. Uh-huh. And I got to throw it out there. Yeah. Michelle has had a big background, especially on the East Coast. She was able to play with Edie Burkell, teach Paul Simon's kids piano, got to play in Off-Broadway, and in a lot of different ballet classes when she was in the East Coast. Was able to start a program in Gold Beach with children. So that all by herself. That was all done on her own. I've been an entrepreneur for years.
For you guys.
And then we decided that we wanted to do this together, which was on top of getting married, starting a business together and working 24/7
and brick and mortar too, which is really what people say, well, that can't take off anymore, and here you go, right?
It's really cool up there in Agnes too, because so many people started to find us, and we had actually gave everyone a postcard and asked them to send it back about how their trip went, We had tons and tons of postcards from all over the world.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
Germany.
I still have them. There's Argentina. Probably over 10,000 postcards that I have saved.
Dang.
Wow. I called the other day, and I you answered the phone, Steve. And I said, hey, Steve, what's going on? Is Michelle there? You said, oh, she's busy right now. I said, well, this is Jacques. About the radio, she says, I don't care. She's busy. She's teaching. She's teaching piano music. And so I said, okay, that's fine. And then the funny story was we saw you a couple of weeks ago at the Grange 501c3 event.
Yeah.
And there she was up on the stage singing and playing piano. And so when I brought it up to her that night, I called her. I said, hey, we'd love to have you on the show. I heard you singing today. She said, Jack, I didn't sing. First, Missy Mountain might have been involved in beer. But she said, no, I don't sing. I just played the piano. So there you go. So you're an accomplished pianist.
Yes.
Have a great history that none of us would really know about. You're gluten-free, which is a big thing. I mean, right, Doctor? How many people are gluten-free these days?
How many should be gluten-free?
Okay. Yeah.
It's a big
thing. It's a big thing. And actually, there's many, many more that I have gluten sensitivity, but I love bread. I'm German, right? So I get bloated in this and that, but I love my bread. So maybe I should try the gluten-free bread because we have come along ways from the cardboard tasting bread.
Absolutely.
Real.
I started gluten-free in 2003, and boy, things were not good.
Yes, right. I worked with somebody who was gluten intolerant and lactose intolerant. She could eat raw salad, and that's about it. She was very skinny, too.
And I got to throw that out there also. Michelle is a very accomplished flautist.
He plays the flute.
I just got a Yamaha transverse silver flute. Yeah.
Wow.
So what can I trade you for lessons? Let's see. I don't know. Some new hot, non-hot recipes.
So it sort of blew me. She's classical trained, so it sort of blew me away. One of the first times after we built her recording studio in Agnes, she comes out and she is walloping playing Jethro Tull.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Wait, you have a recording studio? Where? What?
At home.
So what do you do with that?
It's I use it for composing.
Yeah?
So I have a grand piano there, and it's a small little, Roland Digital hooked up to Logic.
No.
You know Tricia Iverson? You know Tricia
yes.
is the one with Harmony and Me?
Yes.
Yep. She was on my show earlier today. She was here with us last week on the show, exactly where you are. She's doing the music outreach bridging the gap between the young children and the elderly people in the rest home.
She comes, she's been twice. We have a block party in July, speaking of, July 27th.
Nice.
Block party at Old Agnes Store.
Right on.
She's there playing music with the kids, setting up the programs. So it's a wonderful experience, watching the kids do that.
Yeah.
So super accomplished. Did you know about any of this? Did you? You weren't tipped off, Steve, were you?
I knew she played the piano. that's what I knew. I was more, those days, I wanted to take her down the river, wanted to get to know her a little better. I mean, in Agnes, there are not many women come bopping around. So it's like, woohoo.
All right, Michelle, was it love at first sight, or did he have to earn it?
Oh.
Well, it was kind of interesting. I knew pretty much right off the bat. I just kind of set my hat and wonder why people take so long to realize I'm right.
There you go.
Steve took a little longer. He was going through some issues with his dad. His dad passed away soon after we met, and he kind of went off on a tangent. And so it took a little bit of time. And just when I thought he was out of my life completely, he calls at 8:30 in the morning, East Coast time, and I'm like, hello.
Wait, like, that's 5:30 a.m. here, man.
Yeah.
Because
I thought he just blew me off completely. And I'm like, okay, fine, I can live on my own. I don't need him. And I remember saying to him, well, after I heard his spiel, I love you, I know you're my soulmate, but after that, I have no idea what to say to you. Goodbye.
Click.
Yeah.
Click.
Okay, yeah, that's a little different.
So we waited and waited for a phone call back.
You waited and waited, yeah. It never came. It didn't come, so you finally had to come back.
I was shocked when she called back. And
how much later?
A couple weeks. Yeah, it was a wait. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Wow. What a great story.
That was it. And then you flew out, or did you fly?
Actually, we weren't going to get married for a couple years. And actually, my mom got ill, and we were told there was only so much time. So we planned a wedding from San Diego. I was there. Michelle was in New York. We planned a wedding in 3 weeks. Michelle flew out. We got married. Michelle stayed an extra day after that, and then flew back to New York.
Yeah.
And then after Mom passed, moved back to Agnes. A friend of ours owned the store at that time, and she waited until everything was finalized, and then we bought the store.
Oh, nice.
And I started running the store and doing that, and then I called Michelle and said, you need to drop everything and come out. The store is too busy for me to handle it. So she dropped her business and moved out. And
you reestablished a business here, right?
Yeah.
Teaching.
Yeah.
So you're still kind of doing what you want to do. You're doing, seems like a match made in heaven. Where do you two see yourselves in, let's say, 5 years? With the store, personal life, whatever you want to do. Where do you see yourselves in 5 years?
Hopefully by then, we've both been working a long time. Hopefully we could sell the store or have a management, other people running it for us. I want Michelle, my biggest goal is to have Michelle go out and start playing our music again.
There you go.
It's her time to shine. So that's what we want.
And you did really well with it. You know, we finally realized when we walked into that 501c3 fair last week, 2 weeks ago, whoa, there's Michelle up there playing. You were just putting
and
it out.
It
I love
them.
It. Yeah. Yeah, I swear you sang, but
I was with you on that that little thing tipping up in the glass.
Yeah. I swear.
No, it was really cool to hear that. Now, what are your upcoming events that
we need to mention? Events?
We do. We are planning actually quite a bit.
May is the boat races.
Yeah, May. I'm not sure. May starts the third, fourth.
So the boat races.
The world jet boat races are starting in Gold Beach.
They
go to Bandon and Klamath River. It lasts a little over a week. Michelle and I will be selling our brownies and hot sauce, and then we volunteer.
You have a van or something that you drive around? Or?
Truck and a trailer.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be at almost every start and finish of the races. There's a regalia. We'll be there. And then we are also selling all of the, I guess it's called swag, shirts
for the boat races.
Sure.
So we're the official vendor.
Races.
So,
okay.
We'll have our big tent set up. It says Old Agnes Store with the bear on it.
All right. So for us, our listeners that have not been to your store, how would you describe, you walk into your store, what are you going to see? What are you going to see in your store?
Intimidation on the left-hand wall, which has 400 hot sauces.
I love that.
Right.
You're right. My son's Mexican restaurant in Berkeley. He has a bunch of hot sauces.
Normally, you're smelling soups. I do homemade soups there. Oh, wow. And then some of the best selections of meats and cheeses.
Yeah, the charcuterie, I saw.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, you have a very nice online presence, the little virtual tours or sort of virtual tours from your store. It looks very nice.
Thank you. Yeah. If you love cooking, it's a wonderful store to come into. Yeah. Oils, vinegars,
salts.
Condiments.
Vinegar. Yep. German here, Miss Vinegar, she loves it.
Well, and then the Olympic provisions. We sell bratwurst, Kaisenkrainer, and also frankfurters on gluten-free buns.
Oh, all right.
Sauerkraut or kimchi.
Yeah.
That's one of our biggest sellers in the soups.
Outside, we have seating outside. A little area that can seat up to 4 to 5 people inside. We've got a great selections of wines, and now we're going to be also bringing in local beers.
Cool.
And a little segue from that, where the studio is located downstairs from the Black
Trumpet. Oh, so you live in that building?
No, we live in Agnes still. We travel back and forth every day.
How long does that take you?
Hour to an hour and 10 minutes each way.
Okay, what are the hours of the store?
Right now, 10:30 to 4 o'clock for our winter hours.
Hours? 10
o'clock to 5 o'clock, we'll be turning that on for the summer.
Okay.
Right now, we're open Wednesday through Sunday, We'll expand that to Mondays during the summer.
Okay, cool.
And when I get back to the programs.
We've got a special treat here today. She brought in the piano.
Yes.
Michelle Berlant is going to be on the piano today and singing songs.
You
already figured out with our engineering wizardry in there with Tom Bozak and Ray Gary to say it's okay, it's going to sound all right.
And she is.
She started to do that. Let's get Steve, give me some more information. What is the phone number again that people can reach out to you? It is
701-425-5017. So it's 541.
Okay.
425-5017.
All right.
And who is that? That's the
old Agnes store.
That's the old Agnes store. And this is coming up to be kind of busy scene.
It is
for you now, Steve.
We will get back to that. The things we have coming up really soon.
The boat races.
Boat races. And then we've got a Chamber of Commerce mixer coming up. And that will be on the 25th of April.
You have it at your store?
It will be.
Oh,
pray for no rain because our store is small and we will be having this outside.
And when is it at? When is the mixer?
The mixer will be Thursday the 25th.
April
25th from 5:30 to 7:08, depends on when everybody leaves.
Yeah, we won't be here.
We're going to be out of town, but we will come up and visit soon.
Yeah.
We also have a rather small studio here at KCAW, but Ray just brought in a huge grand piano. Pushed it in himself.
Yeah.
It's on a stroller. He's flexing his muscles right now. We are going to arrange for this to be, you going to sing anything? You're just going to be playing the music.
I'm going to play piano.
All right. She's just playing the piano. And everything should be okay. So, folks, here we are at the KCAW doing a first, where we've had not one, two, but three guests. And the last guest here right now hearing this music is an original piece, right, Michelle?
Yes. This is I wrote this, and this piece is called Steve.
Steve. Oh, okay.
I know. Now I'm embarrassed.
Why don't you start a new practice called the jockey? Wow. Wow. I'm turning my mic towards her.
Well, that might be feedbacking, no?
No. Folks,
there's you.
Be comfortable. It's all good. Cool.
Play another one.
Yeah.
Is that in your way?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Just a second.
All right, we are.
Okay.
Here.
All right, here.
Michelle Berlant on piano. A couple pieces. We're going to have time for a couple of her songs. Thank you.
Steve, did you recognize yourself in
Yeah, Steve. All up and down, on all around.
Steve, I'm in love with you. I'm hearing that too. That was amazing.
You know, first time she played that, I cried my braids when she said his name of it, Steve. And
My goodness, isn't it great to be with a great, talented woman, right?
I get to hear this every day. I'm blessed. I get my own concert every day.
Gigi and I had an aha moment. We right now have some canned music that we use. It's copyright free, that we just got off of Spotify or someplace like that. Would you possibly like to give us one of your, we'll have it as our intro and our exit music, and we need original music. Okay, so we could work
completely
on that.
There awesome.
We go. Is that a thumbs up? Everybody, engineers are all going, yeah, ooh.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. How long ago did you compose that song?
That was done when I was still living on the East Coast.
Okay. But you knew Steve already.
Well, yeah. So we were doing the back and forth thing, and one day I was in Connecticut, and I hadn't just wanted to talk to Steve. I was really missing him. And I called in the morning, not there, called in the afternoon, not there. I'm like, gee, I wish he was around. And then finally he called at 4 o'clock my time. And he's like, hey, babe, been running around, really busy, wanted to say hi, goodbye. And I'm like, wait, I'm not done yet. And so I went to the piano and I wrote this. I needed some time with him.
So at least he didn't stay on the phone that long, or at least... time that you took to play that.
Now you feel bad, huh, Steve? No, you want more music, so you.
It's been a journey watching her write. She actually goes down to the river with her flute and writes music. And different riffles. So all of those different riffles make different sounds.
Cool.
I still don't understand the whole concept of writing music. Michelle explains that, and. But if people want to hear her play today, she's going to be playing at Misty Mountain Brewery starting at 5:30.
Right.
Right
after the show.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, get on down to Misty Mountain, right next to the KCIW studio, right below Black Trumpet.
Before we walked in here.
You know what? I talked to Matt. We know it, Matt and Liz. Yeah. So their first date was at our house up in Agden. I said, hey, we got the keyboard out. Let's let her play music tonight. You guys mind? And it's like, they started clearing stuff away.
Nice.
Cool. Great.
Now, Michelle, do you have another short piece that you can?
I have a short piece.
All right.
Okay.
Another original, no doubt.
Steve is now the official.
This one is called Love.
Love. Michelle.
Yes.
Berlant, here on the piano at KCIW. Thank you.
first one, which was, that was a challenge watching you. There was a lot of hand movement in that one. You were going back and forth. How your brain works, how you pianists work, blows my mind. Hats off to you.
Thank you.
Amazing talent that you have. Michelle Berlant there. We have been in the studio the past hour with Steve and Michelle Berlant, who are the owners of the Old Agnes Store in Gold Beach on Stewart Street. What's the actual address again?
29672 Stewart Street, Gold Beach.
Get up there. We'll be up there soon. We will be trying. I'm not going to try your hot sauces. I'm not a heat guy.
We got mild.
We got mild. Okay.
We got mild.
Okay. He's holding up his finger.
Yeah. And they're all good.
Sauerkraut.
Yeah. Okay. She'll try the German stuff.
And the kimchi is out of this world.
Okay.
I mean,
we'll
it's just good
it.
Food. If it's there, it's because it's, we like it.
There you
so
go.
We share what we like.
Wonderful couple, very talented couple. There He's an infectious guy. You're so talented. It's amazing seeing the two of you together. I'm so glad we brought you on the air.
Yeah.
And to share with the listeners that we have here on the Doc and Jacques Show. And thanks for bringing in the concert grand piano that Ray brought in single-handedly.
That was a lot of work.
Yeah, that was a lot of work. But you're going to be in just a few minutes. You're going to be in the Misty Mountain.
And yeah. Michelle plays private parties.
There we go. Better,
you know, events. So
yeah.
She also... to her nice when she you come into the store, if we're not busy, she normally plays a song for people, and they get a little treat when they come in that
cool,
way.
Cool.
Very
what
nice.
A great deal. Hats off to both of you.
Thank you for coming in.
Let's check in with you every 6 months or so. Come on back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Both of you. This has been really fun.
We will see you there. We have a few minutes. We have less than a minute and a half. Let's hear some jokes
corner. Fun time corner it is.
Listen, last week the doc and I went to a discotheque, and it was fun, but I pulled a muscle. That was a seafood.
The seafood,
discotheque. I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Do you know that whiteboards are remarkable?
Yeah, I do know that whiteboards are remarkable. Hey, my teachers always told me that I would never amount to much because I was a prognosticator. I told
procrastinator.
Okay, let me say that again. Okay, my teachers always told me that I'd never amount to much because I'm a procrastinator. But I told them, just you wait.
I wonder if glass coffins will be a success.
Oh, remains to be seen. Glass coffins.
All right, we're done. Okay. Last one.
Have you ever heard of the new restaurant in town called Karma? There's no menu. You get what you deserve. There we go.
Careful.
Okay, thank you so much again.
Right.
Peace and love to you. Doc?
We've already reached that magical ending time for this week's Live Radio Variety Show. You have been listening to Doc and Jacques on KCRW LP 100.7 FM in beautiful Brookings, Oregon.
Brookings, Oregon.
We hope that you have enjoyed the show. Jacques Wolf and I certainly have enjoyed seeing John Zimmerman again and learning so much about the Old Agnes Store and Michelle's musical.
Steve Michelle. Yep, that's true. Folks, love you all. Peace and love. We're signing out now. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.